Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom, and I'm just so grateful that you're here listening with me. It's a beautiful day here. It's actually not that beautiful. It's wonderful to be alive, and it's wonderful to have life and all those amazing things. It's a little bit tricky. We're in autumn here, or fall, I think, as you refer to it up there in the northern hemisphere, but it's autumn. And spring are certainly my most favourite seasons of all. But it's, I'm not a big fan of the cold. I get cold really easily. I feel the cold. Bit of a sensitive soul in every single area of my life, and that certainly includes feeling temperature. So welcome. I'm hoping that wherever you are listening, that you are having the kind of day where, however it is for you, so whether you're having a really wonderful day or whether you're having a really down, sad day, or somewhere in between. Perhaps you're feeling angry about something right now. Perhaps you're feeling disappointed. You might be feeling joy. You might be feeling excitement. You could be feeling, just cruising along at peace kind of feeling. I guess what I hope for you is not that I hope for you that you feel happiness and joy and nurturing and all of those things. That's what I wish for myself and for every person. But, if it has come to pass that today or in this moment, for some reason, those are not the emotions that you are feeling, my next wish for you is that you are understanding of yourself for being in whatever place you are in at that in this moment. So if, for example, you are feeling angry about something, sad about something, disappointed about something, that you don't also layer on top of that a feeling of or a thought of, oh gosh, I shouldn't be feeling this way, or oh, aren't I weak for feeling this way, or what's going wrong with, there's something wrong with me for feeling this way. My wish and hope for people is that when they're having those really tricky and difficult days, that they then also layer that on with a layer of thought that goes something like, you know what, it is understandable. It is understandable that based on who I am and my conditioning so far that I feel this way, okay? So that's my wish for you right now. Today's show, it's going to be fairly light. We did a fairly heavy show last week about, how do we, really support and cope and manage ourselves when we're feeling distress. But today's show, it's all going to be about listening to our angels, and not generally listening to our angels and our spiritual team, but really focusing on the way that angels and our spiritual team will use numbers to communicate with us. So you might be going along in your day and you might regularly start to notice, 11:11 is very common, or 1:11, it's 3:33, and, for a long time, I used to wake up in the morning at 4:44 a.m. It's kind of amazing that you would roll over and you would see those same numbers every time, for a series of days at night. So I believe that our angelic friends find all kinds of ways to communicate with us, and the reason why they give those messages is actually certainly to, let us know that they're there. But the other reason they give us those messages, it's about the practical stuff as well. It's about practical everyday life. So that's going to be the conversation that we're going to be having today. I'm going to be talking about some of the numbers that I work with and use. I'm also just going to be talking about you know, ways that you can start to listen and really open yourself up to receive those kind of messages. So it's going to be a fun light show. If we have time, we'll squeeze in a meditation. I'm just about to make a post online on my Facebook page. If you would like to jump on there and ask a question, if you've got an intuitive or psychic question that you think I may be able to help you with, or perhaps you've got something you want to talk about or ask a question about your own life experience, about grief or relationships or your relationship with yourself. So just jump online. I'll have that that post up there in a matter of moments. And to find that post, you go to facebook.com/KatrinaKavanaugh. So that's KatrinaKavanaugh. So that's KatrinaKavanaugh. So really, people should call me Katrina Kavanaugh, because really that's how it's spelled, and I often get that pronunciation. So I said this to my husband. I said, goodness me, when I married you and I chose to take your name on, because when my husband and I got married, we actually had a conversation about which surname we would take on, and he actually contemplated for a time taking on my surname, because, you know, why be so, you know, I guess sexist in a way and think that we automatically had to take on the male name. But in the end, we both decided that we liked Kavanaugh best. I like Kavanaugh. So off we went into that surname. So, yeah, that's where you'll find me. So Facebook.com/KatrinaKavanaugh. Leave a question there for me. Just put it on my post feed if my message link isn't there already, and jump online and have a look. For those of you who are listening live, love it that you're there right now with me. And for those who pick this up as a podcast later, thank you very much. I would be grateful if you could share your awareness of my show with one person this week. I got that idea from a wonderful person that I listen to. And whenever I listen to his podcast, his name is Osher Gunsberg. And whenever I listen to his podcast, he always says that. And I think that's such a wonderful, wonderful way of asking people to share the messages, you know, that you have, and just letting people know that, you know, you're here, and here I am offering a show, and, you know, and if it has meaning for you, if the content and the stuff that we talk about is actually helpful for you, if you could tell one person, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. And it might mean that they, you know, sign up to get the podcast, or it might mean that they tune in live and listen. So I'd be grateful for that. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. If you could just tell one person, I'd be happy as Larry. So how's your week been? How has your week been? Like I said earlier, I hope just your week has been just as your day has been. I hope it's been full of joy and happiness. And if it hasn't, I hope you've found a way to be kind to yourself in the meantime. So how has your week been? My week has been very mixed. I've been going through quite an interesting personal time where I've been having a little mini health crisis, around some anxiety, which is not something that I expected. But what's happened as a result of this experience of anxiety, which is getting better, by the way, I'm on some great remedies to help with that, and I'm engaging in all my techniques and doing some tapping and just engaging in some, you know, rethink, you know, it's a good old CBT, bit of cognitive behavior therapy, and really just utilizing my resources of key support people that I can talk to. So here I am, a therapist working with lots of people, and certainly when I'm in front of people and when I'm in front of people, I am really able to be present, really able to be present for the people when I'm being of service. But sometimes when I step away at the end of the day, I'm just experiencing a little bit of suffering, and that's been going on for the last 4 weeks. It was worse before, but we're just now left to for me having this little experience at the end of the day. But it's getting better. It's getting better, and I'm getting better, and I'm returning more and more back to my usual self, which is, whew, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for that. So right at the moment, I feel humbled. I feel almost brought to my knees in some ways, because I'm even more aware of the great things that are in my life. You know, I mean, it's funny, you know, I would have considered myself a very, very grateful person before this. But I am now even more grateful. Just when you thought you couldn't be more appreciative. I mean, I'm the kind of person who would nearly be crying. I'm so grateful when I look at my children. So, you know, I was extremely grateful before, but I'm, I'm certainly very, very grateful. Very, very grateful. So yeah, I'm even more grateful. I'm looking around. I'm taking in every single moment, all the stuff that I write about in the wisdoms that I talk about in my book, Wisdom for Your Life. So yeah, I'm extremely grateful. Now, summer week is getting better. We have a couple of minutes before the first break, and in that couple of minutes, I want to really, really share with you the most amazing announcement. And the most amazing announcement that I have right now is that I've got a couple, but I'll begin with this one and I'll talk about my Hay House interview after the break. But the first announcement I'd like to share with you is there's a wonderful book out there, a wonderful ebook called with a title, Simple Reminders, and it's written by Bryant McGill and Jenny Young. And they've created this book, and I was very fortunate to have some of my writing included in it. So the writing of mine that's included in this book is a quote, a direct quote from my wonderful book, Wisdom for Your Life, published by Allen and Unwin. Now, what I'm pleased to tell you is that this wonderful book, Simple Reminders, has hit, after just 1 week being released, is a Wall Street Journal bestseller and is a USA Today bestseller. So how is that? How is that? It is just brilliant. I feel so privileged to know that my words, that people will be reading this book and they will be taking in the wisdom that Bryant and Jenny have shared and that many others are sharing as well with some of their quotes. And in amongst that will be my little old quote, that little excerpt from my book, that the words of which have such meaning to me and the thought that so many people across the globe will be actually reading my words. I can't actually explain to you what that feels like. I can't explain it. I cannot explain it. So I'm very, very grateful, and I'm just feeling really, really blessed to really, let's think that, you know, have had my words chosen, first of all, to be included, and to think that my words may make a difference in someone else's life. So coming back after the break, we'll be talking about angels and angels communicating through numbers. Stick with me. Take care. Talk soon.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
A conscious lifestyle. For a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom on OM Times Radio. How are you going? How are you going? So just before the break, I was talking to you about this amazing book that you can read, that you can get. So I want you to look up Simple Reminders. You can get it on Amazon, iTunes, and I think Barnes & Noble is also the place that you can get it. But certainly I'll be posting a link. I'll be posting a link on the page there for you, okay, so you can have a look at that. I'm posting a link so you can see that, okay. The other really amazing announcement I want to give you is that coming up in June, I'm also going to be talking on Hay House Radio. And I'm going to be talking on Hay House Radio for this wonderful opportunity to speak to John Holland on Hay House Radio. And that's coming up at it's 5 a.m. on the 9th of June here in Australia. So it's really, really early. So if you're in Australia, you may need to pick it up on a podcast later. But over in the States, it's the 8th. It's the 8th at 3 p.m. So really would love you to tune in then. I feel very blessed, again, very blessed to have the opportunity to talk to John and talk to him about my book, Wisdom for Your Life, published by Alan Unwin, talk about my experiences at the hospital working with hundreds of deaths and then also the spiritual experiences that came with that. So I'm very, very fortunate to have the opportunity to talk about that. So I hope you can tune into that. That would be really, really good. Also today, I'm very excited because I've made a big decision in my business, and that big decision is that I've decided to address some of the intensity that comes with running a business by hiring and engaging the services of someone who can be an assistant to me. So I'm very, very excited about that, because what that means is I've got someone coming on board, and really this decision has been completely about the idea of really, really looking after myself, okay? Really looking after myself. And my business has finally got to the point once again where I can just reach out and I can do that. I can actually have someone come on board and be of assistance, just initially for 10 hours to deal with some backlog. But then after that, I hope to maybe continue that depending on how we go with the business side of things. So let's get started on today's show. So today's show is how to listen to and receive messages from your angels and spirit guides through the mechanism of numbers. Okay, now I've written an article about this on balancedbydeborahhutton.com.au. So you can see that on there. And essentially what I talk about is I give reference to numbers. Now, communicating with angels or really feeling like I'm receiving messages for angels is not something I've done all my life. It's something that came to me very much later in life, probably about, I would say, look, I think about 5 or 6 years ago is when I really got my head and heart around that idea and sort of really became more open to that idea that it's actually possible for angels to communicate with you through numbers, okay? And that idea came to me, well, not came to me, but I learned about that idea when I was at a workshop with Deborah Hutton, at a workshop with Doreen Virtue. And when I was at the workshop with Doreen Virtue, what became really one of the things she talks about in one of her books is she's got a book out called Angel Numbers, and she talks about how the angels can communicate. So as soon as I was made aware of that, I, of course, you know, really embraced it. I really tried it out. And for me, it was such a good fit. It was just such a good fit. And so I began to really open myself up to the idea that this was actually possible. Now, I just want to recognize that. I mean, if you're listening to my show, you know, you're going to be on board with this kind of thing. I do appreciate that in the mainstream, this can be quite an abstract concept, really, quite an abstract concept indeed. And it can be quite confusing for people because you think, well, how can you trust it? How can you trust it? And all I can say to you is, you know, really? At best, let's just have fun with it. You know, what's the worst case scenario? Your worst case scenario is that you are imagining receiving a warm feeling in your heart, that you're getting comforted by a beautiful set of angels who are letting you know that you are there, that they're there and that you're safe and all is well. So, you know, that's not That's not a bad worst case scenario, really, is it? So I wanted to kind of talk about that. So the next thing then is, so let's talk about how we receive those messages. Okay. The first thing you need to do, the first step you need to take, and it's the same with every area of your intuitive development, and really if you think about it, every area of your life, you need to make a conscious choice. You need to not be wandering around out there thinking, gee, this would be nice, I would really like to experience communication with angels. We're not doing it. That's not what this is about. This is about actually making a decision that I will. So I will have an experience of communicating with angels. And one of the ways that that's going to happen is going to be, you know, communication through numbers. Now, the moment that you decide that, your angelic friends, quite frankly, get very excited and go, yay, yay. And they then become enthusiastic and will begin sending you messages that way. So just know that by making that decision, you are changing and shifting the energy around you, okay? You're shifting the energy around you to open up and accept that you will receive those kind of messages. Now, the power of simply making a decision was also demonstrated to me this week with one of my beautiful coaching clients that I work with. And of course, I won't disclose who that person is because, you know, what I'm about to talk about is very confidential. But one of my beautiful coaching clients this week had a few weeks ago had this enormous revelation about their relationship with one of their parents. And they'd realized that for ever so long that they'd been stepping up and rescuing, that they'd been, you know, perhaps a doormat in that relationship. Not so much a doormat, but certainly rescuing. Certainly this person, this parent has alcohol dependence. And they had realized that for many, many years they'd been running around picking up the pieces of the mess that this parent of theirs had been creating. So as this beautiful person that I work with had this realization that for so many, for all their life, they had been picking up the pieces. They'd been the parentified child, as we call it clinically, in their younger years. They'd been and what that means is they'd been the child more like as in their childhood, they'd been more like the parent than the parent had been themselves. And so, usually the parents are very childlike, certainly when there's addiction around as well. And so they had become, they could identify that through this revelation that they'd done that all their lives in childhood, adolescence, right through to their adulthood. And once they realized this and they made this a decision, and look, I truly believe the universe was conspiring in the favor of this person. I truly believe this was a fated decision, that it wasn't until this point in this person's life that they were meant to have this kind of awareness, which sounds kind of funny because you would think, well, why did she, why didn't she have it when she was in her 20s rather than when she's in her 40s? And the reason is because I believe it wasn't time. I believe the souls had the contract and they were meant to experience it. But anyway, she had this revelation, she had this awareness. She then made a decision that she was going to be having boundaries in her relationship with her parent. And as a result of that decision, and then actually having an opportunity to enact that decision, to speak out loud about that decision, to think about that decision, she shifted the energy around her about the fact that she was no longer a rescuer. She was no longer going to be a doormat in her relationship, specifically with her parent. Now, what's been very interesting since that time, and not a surprise for me at all, because I know this from my own personal experience as well as with my clients, is that in the last 3 weeks, she's noticed at least one significant shift in other people in her life, so even in friendships, where they have literally created some event and stepped out of her life, left her life. And whilst initially that was hurtful, we had a conversation about that just this morning, and, you know, she was able to see it differently. She was able to see that as a result of shifting her energetic vibration from someone who's willing to do more for others and rescue and be more at the expense of herself to someone who just wants to prioritize her own needs as first and then as equally as her other people in her life, that straight away the people who are in her life and only there because they need her to rescue them are beginning to drop off. They're dropping off. They're finding reasons to exit stage left. So this is the power that we have when we make a decision. So we think, oh, we're just thinking this stuff in our head and saying it out loud or maybe writing it down on a piece of paper. But this is the power that we make these decisions that they can have. I'm going to do another show later about fears and phobias and how that kind of fear-based thinking is not what this is about. So that's a separate topic altogether. So if you're having fear-based thoughts or that does not come into reality, I'll just reassure you of that. But certainly when you make a decision, a very quiet, personal, positive decision for yourself about healing, about, you know, shifting the way you interact in relationships, and in this case, for today's show topic, shifting the way you interact with your angelic friends and receive messages from them, I can reassure you that the universe responds and you will begin to see in many, many ways in your awareness numbers starting to pop up. So where are the places that you can see numbers? You can see numbers anywhere. Common places are our clock, you know, our phones, our iPhones and Samsungs or whatever brand it is you've got, your phones, you know, your computer screen, wherever there is digital time. The other place you might find, you might be driving along and notice a consistent theme of numbers on a car number plate. You might see it on actual signs. You may just hear it in songs. It just can be anywhere, okay? And the ones that I want you to pay attention to are where you either get a number pattern, so things like 1111 or 111 or 222 or 222 or things like that, or where you may receive odd numbers such as 194, but you keep getting the number 194, 194, 194. It just keeps on popping up and popping up in your life. So I would love to encourage you just to start to notice that. So the first step is to make a decision and set the intention. And we're going to talk about the next steps when we come back from the break. Stay with me.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here and you're listening to OM Times Radio. And my show here is called I Am Wisdom, and I'm just so grateful for the time that you're giving me in your dedication to listening to the show. wherever you are, whether you are driving along, whether you might be doing folding the washing, whether you, or you could be anywhere, listening to this, really, couldn't you? Wherever you are, I'm just so grateful to have your time, because I realize that your time is very precious. And so the fact that you're choosing to share your time with me means a great deal to me. It means a great deal to me. So thank you very much for being here. So today's show, we're talking about the way that angels and our spiritual friends and our guides work with numbers to communicate with us. One of the things I love about numbers is that it's so concrete. There's no confusion, is there, really? There's no confusion. It's there, it's straightforward. You know, you can't be thinking, oh, did I accidentally see 1111 four times in a row in the last 5 days? It's either there or it's not. You either do see it or you don't, you know. So that's the one thing I like about the concrete number, so the concrete nature of it. And the other thing I love about numbers is that you can actually take numbers and you can incorporate them into things that you do. It might be a password, for example, when you're logging on to something that's important to you. For me personally, I use numbers in my phone number. So, for example, I have 888 in my mobile number, and I also have a 333 in my mobile number as well. So, you know, I created that number on purpose because of the meaning that some of the numbers have. So I thought I'd also share with you just a few examples. I think I've got three examples here of what some of the numbers mean. The meanings I have here have come from a number of places. They've come from me researching what other people say. And it's really tricky because there's lots of different interpretations out there. So what I've done is I've just gathered bits and pieces of information, and then I've basically brainstormed them down. I've then relaxed and done a meditation and then tuned in, and I've selected the ones that feel right for me. I also use as a clear reference the book created and written by Doreen Virtue, Angel Numbers, produced, published by Hay House. And so if you can get your hands on a copy of that, I strongly suggest you do. It's a wonderful book. It's got every single number from 1 to 999, and Doreen has worked with her angels to beautifully put down a meaning for every single number in there. And I'll tell you how I use that reference. I'll often use that reference as a guide to when I'm just looking for some straightforward guidance. So say for example, I might be, you know, I might just be going along and, you know, in the morning, and I might say, oh, look, can I have a message, please? And I'll say to them, give me a number. And they'll, any old number between 1 and 999 will pop into my head, and I'll flip open the book and I'll read the meaning. And it's just wonderful how pertinent those meanings can be. So I'm very grateful for Doreen's book. She's put a beautiful amount of work into it, and angels have worked very hard. Like, they don't mind, you know, and you really created some meaning. So I would reference her work as if you're looking for some really good resource to refer to, I would encourage you to look at her book. I think it's online as an ebook, and also certainly as a hard copy, published by Hay House. So it's called Angel Numbers by Doreen Virtue. But here are some of the definitions of some of the numbers that you might see on a regular daily basis. So let's look at the common one, 1111, or it might be just the number 11, or it might be, for example, 111. So when we see 1111 is a gentle reminder that your spiritual and angelic team are close by and that they're all available waiting around to be of service to you, okay? They are being of service to you by their presence, just by being there. But they are certainly just waiting for you to ask. They're just there reminding you, here we are. We're just here waiting on the sidelines. We're doing all the lovely guidance that your soul asked us to do initially. But any additional help, I just want you to know I'm here. And I'm here, and I'd like you to know that. And if you could, if you want to ask for my assistance, then please do, okay? So in numerology, the number 11 is also a master number and represents intuition and fulfillment. And so the presence of 11 can be an invitation to bring your life into balance and by living with full awareness of all that you are, including your spirituality and your intuition. So really it can mean a lot of things, really, couldn't it? It's about your angelic team saying, here I am, I'm close by. It's also about here we are, we're just waiting for you to ask. So it's a nice, reassuring, gentle energy about it. It's saying, here we are, we just ask and we're just waiting for you to ask and we're busting to help you. It's a reference to the master number of 11, which represents intuition and fulfillment. And also when we see the number 11, it can be an invitation to bring your life into balance by living with full awareness of all that you are, including your spirituality and your intuition. So sometimes people who are traveling along and they're, you know, they're just experiencing the spirituality in a new way, it can be just that really gentle reminder to come, keep coming, keep stepping forward into your spirituality, keep opening up your awareness of who you truly are. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling reference, that number. If you're seeing it all the time, it can also represent a period of spiritual development and discovery. So it's a really beautiful sign. And when I talk about a period of spiritual development and discovery, I mean in a really beautiful way. Okay, I mean it that way. So I hope that that's very helpful to you. The other number that I would like to refer you to is the number 333, okay? And the 333 is, I really like this number. It's a sign that the angels and ascended masters are all around you. So it's another one of those reminders, which is lovely. Not only that, it can be a reminder that the angels and the ascended masters are not only present in your life, but they are working across all areas, levels of your life, so both physically and non-physically. And it can also be a sign of the divine presence in your life and a reminder that the universe is conspiring in your favor at all times, okay? So quite frankly, sometimes when you're feeling really, really down, it's a really nice reminder to have 333 or 33 pop up in your life and just remind you that they're with you and that they're not only just present, but they're working across all levels of your life, so physically and non-physically. And by that I mean your mental health, your physical health, and also the non-physical world as well, so your spirituality as well, okay? So that's the understanding that I have gleaned of the meaning of 333. So just start to notice. If you've been noticing that number, then, you know, notice that and just be aware that that's what that means. The other number that I wanted to talk about today, I'm just giving a few examples, but there's an abundance of references. You can look online. Again, I'd really encourage you to look at Dorian Virtue's work because, for me, it holds the purest sort of resonance, is the number 888. Now, I love this number so much that I have it included in my phone number, okay? So 888 is a sign of balance, as the sequence of is the same whether you read it forwards or backwards. So if you read 888 forwards, it's 888. If you read it backwards, it's 888. And even the number 8 itself is such a beautifully balanced number, just the single digit of 8, isn't it? Visually, it's quite balanced. So it's therefore the sign of complete abundance as well, and balancing all areas of your life. And when you see 888, it is a reminder that you have all you need right now and you have all you want right now at your fingertips, and that the abundance that you're really wanting is manifesting. So I do personally love 888 because it, so much as I said that I've included it as my phone number. And for me, what I'm aiming to achieve in my business and in my personal life is that sense of balance, that sense of certainly abundance in all its forms, and a reminder that, you know, all that I am and all that I want and all that I need is in some form around me right now. Certainly, as I said to you, that's been brought home even clearer over the last month with this health crisis I've had, and you know, when you peel it all back, and I'm so fortunate to be sitting there with you here now talking with a body that works, and it's fabulous. that I'm, you know, I'm just so grateful for that. So I'm certainly aware right now that all that I am and all that I need is completely within me and around me, and I'm just deeply grateful for that. So I would encourage you. So they're the three numbers that I like to refer to all the time. Again, I use the Dorian Virtuous Angel reference book to actually, you know, think of a number and just sort of use it as a quick reference guide, almost like an oracle. It's great. It's great fun. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is I'm going to encourage you to consider whether you would be open to receiving angel messages through numbers. And if you are, we're coming up to a break soon in a couple of minutes, but if you are, what I'm going to be doing after the break is I'm going to be doing a meditation with you, a silent meditation where without any background noise, just the sound of the radio space and my voice, and step you through a meditation where we make a decision to connect with our angels, connect with our spiritual team, and set an intention that from this day forward you'll receive messages from them in all forms, but specifically and including numbers. And then what I'd love you to do is to write to me and let me know how you're going. You know, get on my Facebook page, Katrina, facebook.com/Katrina Kavanagh, and get on my Facebook page and leave me a message there about how you're telling me, giving me feedback on how you're going. Jump on my website, which is katrinakavanagh.com, so katrinakavanough.com, and email me through there and let me know how you're going, and let me know with how you're going with receiving your receiving messages through numbers. I'd love to hear from you. I do love hearing from people. People contact me each week. I'm very grateful for that. So I'd love to hear from you how you're going. You can also find me, while we're just moving out towards the break, I'll remind you that you can also find me on Twitter at Kat Kavanagh, K-A-T Kavanagh, C-A-V-A-N-O-U-G-H 777. There's another lot of numbers. It's at Twitter, and then at Instagram. I've got a brand new account there that I'm working out how to work. And that is _ Katrina Kavanagh, my name. And that's how you can find me there. So going into the break, what I want you to think about, stick with me, because we're going to be doing a beautiful meditation. I'm going to take you on a step-by-step process of connecting with your angels and spiritual team, and then setting the intention to communicate with them through the use of numbers. Stay with me.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, you're listening to Katrina Kavanagh, and this is I Am Wisdom, and thank you very much for joining me for the final section of today's show. Yeah. I'm very grateful to have you with me and to share time with me today. And I'm feeling really pleased because today is such a special day, because today we found out that the book that some of my writings has been featured in, which is Simple Reminders, created and written by Bryant McGill and Jenny Young, has hit, and it's got a section in there. Very gratefully, I've got a quote or a section from my book, Wisdom for Your Life, published by Allen & Unwin. This wonderful book, Simple Reminders, has actually hit the Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller list. Yay! It's phenomenal and heartwarming to think that my words are actually being read by so many people all over the world, and that maybe, you know, certainly the book overall is inspirational and wonderful. It's just nice to be part of it. It's one of those miracles that happen in my life. I'm very, very fortunate. I work hard, but I'm also very fortunate and very, 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 very appreciative of that. So today's show, we've been talking about communicating with our angels and using angel numbers or numbers as a way, acknowledging that angels and our spiritual team will communicate with us through the use of numbers, okay? So that's pretty special. That's pretty special. And it's very special. I just want to have a little shout-out to Bonnie. Thank you very much for telling me that you're listening now, and I hope you're still there listening. I'm very grateful. I just noticed your message. Thank you very much to say that you're listening to today's show. You'll see that today's show, last week's show, was the show on how to handle times of extreme stress, and you can pick up the podcast for that in online at that link. And I hope today's show on angel numbers has been helpful. Very, very grateful to have people connecting with me. Love it, love it, love it. So we're about to do a wonderful meditation to connect ourselves to angelic friends and then open up the channels to receive the connection of and the wisdom that comes with our angels communicating with us through the use of numbers. So let's get going and let's have fun. So what I want you to do is I want you to start off by just beginning with the wonderful experience of three deep breaths. Let's do that together. So breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Just allow yourself to be aware of how your body is feeling right now. Be aware of how your mind is feeling right now. Is it busy or slow? Is it present or distracted? Is it sitting there saying, this is a nice still place to be entering into? Or is your mind full of lots of thoughts racing here and racing there? I want you to be aware. I want you just to notice. I don't want you to judge or try to change whatever thoughts you're having or whatever feelings you're having in your body. They are all okay. And just by being aware of them, you are entering into a state of meditation and relaxation. Beautiful. I want you to be aware of any tension that's resting in your body, any stress that's sitting in your mind, any fears or anxiety that you may be having right now. And we're going to use the power of the gorgeous white light flowing down from the heavens or the universe or the oneness or the divine, whatever it is you wish to call that space, that beautiful white light falling down over your head and shoulders, over your body. And as it falls down over and cascades over you, it also runs and flows right through you. And this magnificent white light, which also has flecks of gold throughout it, its purpose is to clear and cleanse any fear and negativity that you may be feeling right now, any anger, depression or sadness, any worries, any physical tension that may be resting within you. And as it clears and washes that away, it washes it down over and through you and returns all of those things to the earth, where the wonderful Mother Earth, transmutes all of that back into pure compassion, love, and nurturing. I want you now to be aware that you are surrounded by a circle of beautiful angels. Just take your time to see their presence all around you. Notice the way they present themselves. What do they look like? Notice the feeling of their presence in front of you, to your side, behind you, and perhaps even above and below you. Feel their warmth. Feel the gift of their safety. And feel their wisdom permeating from them and permeating through you. Flowing from them and permeating through you. Just allow your awareness to feel and see the angelic wisdom, and allow your awareness to see the constant flow of beautiful energy from those angels to you. As you become aware of this flow of energy radiating from the angels and your spirit guides and friends, from them to you, also know that this flow of wisdom never ends. It is infinite. Its process is infinite. Its process is infinite. And it never, ever stops. Just because your awareness is not upon it does not mean that. Just because your awareness is not upon it does not mean that it goes away. It remains with you, always, infinitely, and forever. I wish for you now to set an intention. As you are there in the flow, in the awareness of the wisdom flowing from the angels to you, I wish for you to set an intention, make a decision that from this moment forward, that you are open to receiving the angelic wisdom in your everyday life. And you can ask those beautiful angels to communicate with you every day. I encourage you to say to them the following words: thank you for your presence in my life. I'm so grateful that we hold a deep connection, an infinite connection, than even when my mind is busy and I'm caught up in the physical world and my general life, that the flow of love and compassion and wisdom from you never ends. Thank you for guiding and communicating with me at all times, and thank you for finding ways in my everyday physical world that you can remind me of your presence and give me messages. I'm grateful to you that you will be able to give me messages in the form of numbers from this moment forward. You see yourself bow forward, hands together, and say namaste. And the angels return those same words and that same gesture to you. you hear one of the angels say to you, "Dear one, know that from this time forward, we will communicate with you in the way that you requested. It is done." You feel the warmth and the joy in your heart. It feels very special. And you are excited. Now, you take 3 deep breaths and slowly, when you are ready, bring this new awareness back to now. 3 deep breaths. 1, 2, 3. I hope that that has been a beautiful process for you. That brings us to the end of our show today. That brings us to the end of I Am Wisdom with Katrina Kavanagh. As you step into your week and the rest of your day, as you breathe and be aware of this moment, know that that process has changed the way you communicate with your angels and spiritual team, and they will work with you in the way you requested, because their job is they wish to be of service. They wish to make your life easier. So I hope you enjoy that process, and I hope you enjoy the peace that comes with you. Know that they are here giving you positive messages at all times, messages that guide you and reassure you. Thank you for listening. Until next week, namaste.